This is Tracy, and I am driving, but I thought I would discuss something that a friend of mine and I were talking about yesterday. She had someone at work that clearly, to me, did a lot of narcissistic things to her. And my friend has never experienced this, and while she's lived through my dramas with me, she really didn't think that this narcissistic thing affects people that you work with. Let me give you a rundown here. Have you ever worked with someone that either you might consider them a ladder climber, someone that would do pretty much anything to get ahead? And that anything is certainly using you and then deciding that at some point you don't have as much value and go on with these. And then they start to devalue you, and ultimately they will come along and they will ruin you. They will decide that, okay, I tried to be nice to them and then I started telling everyone how bad they were at work, telling them that they had done things wrong. What was so amazing to me was when she was telling me last night about the gaslighting that this girl did to her, that my friend still believes and sits there going, why would she say that about me? It's not true. And I sat there trying to explain to her that that's what they do. If you are the most honest person in the world, that honesty is something that they're going to target. If you are amazing with customer service and you just love your customers and they love you, she convinced my friend that all of her customers were afraid of her because she was too mean. And now my friend is sitting here, like, seriously deciding whether she should stay in her career because she doesn't like the fact that people thought she was mean. The whole thing was a lie. And it was so hard to explain this to someone that has never experienced or witnessed this kind of behavior. It completely confuses her brain and she doesn't know what to do. She has no idea how to process this. This girl tried to ruin her at work. The other girl got fired, not my friend. But it didn't leave my friend without scars and wounds of the fact that someone could do this to you. Someone that you brought on your team and you trained them and you built them up and you made them be able to do their job. And then they started backstabbing you and they started lying about you. But that's only half of it. The other part is that she brain fucked my friend to believe that she is someone that her customers fear. And, you know, any little tiny bit of truth that she might have been able to throw in there to throw it back at my friend, which is what we know they do, right? That made it make more sense to my friend. Oh, maybe I was that. Maybe I did that. She wasn't mean to her customers, and her customers loved her. In fact, she said this girl had told her a specific name of someone that, yeah, he says he doesn't ever want to talk to you again. So my friend emailed this client and said, listen, I want to work this out. If you have issues with me, I would love to talk with you. I've been working with you for 15 years. You know, please, can we talk about this? And that customer sent her back an email saying, I don't know what you're talking about. I think she's like messing with your head because I never said any of that. Well, that is my friend's proof that that this girl is making this up and going around and telling everyone these lies. And as I sat there trying to explain to my friend that she had the proof that her customers don't hate her and they don't think bad things about her, she was holding the proof and yet believing the lie that the narcissist put on her and labeled her with. She's stuck in that, and it's so unfair. And it doesn't help that you have never had this experience. And I don't know how many people in work situations actually go in and look up narcissist abuse. There's probably a large number of them that do eventually get to that kind of conclusion, get to that diagnosis to read and learn and understand it. But I think when there's that kind of abuse in a workplace, I think that most people call them ladder climbers, you know, cutthroat backstabbers. All of those things are possible at the workplace, but it's when they use these manipulative tactics to devalue you, to smear your name, and then to turn around and gaslight you into thinking that your own customers don't like you. And that is so ingrained in my friend's head because she's so not like that. And so it hit her at the core of her honesty and her great customer service and her great dedication. So if you're going through something with a narcissist at work, please understand. And I have a few videos on narcissists at work. I suggest that you read them because this is a very powerful weapon that is so often displayed in a work relationship. Remember, narcissists might be there abusing us as romantic victims, husbands, wives, boyfriends, girlfriends, but they have a job too. And they want to climb that ladder and they don't care who they step on, right? This is such a serious thing that I think we need to educate HR departments and corporate offices to understand that this exists so that they can better identify it and they can better help the victim through this difficult time. Because for her to give up her career that she has been doing for over 30 years would be a shame. It would be a shame because it's not true. And I don't want any of you to think that this is normal behavior. What to do about it? We'll talk about that in another video. But right now, that just stuck my heart. I was with my friend last night and so classic. Classic. So if you haven't subscribed to my channel, please do. Thank you very much. And this is Tracy. Peace out. I hope there's good volume on this because I'm driving and there's car noise, right? So have a great day and peace out. That's all I got.